As we exhale, we breathe through the temples and the fontanelle with the crown center, and we think the word who. So we breathe that out, the temples and the fontanelle. And when we breathe in, we don't think anything. We just breathe in through the temples and the fontanelle, and we listen. But we're not listening for words. We're listening for vibration. So it's who out, who in. We're just listening for the vibration. And it takes a kind of quietness to hear. You may not even feel the vibration, but you can hear it through a sense of absorption. Like you just simply become all of a sudden more absorbed in a very fine world. Amen. I'll do a follow-up story before we do the next zikr to this practice. Years ago, I don't even know how many, but at least 40, there was a kanka in Atlanta, and I would go there from time to time. And there was a young woman, I remember, she was 16. I thought it was quite remarkable. She was living on her own at 16 in this kanka with these young Sufis, all the Sufis. I don't think any Sufi was over 29 in the kanka, but anyway, there was a kanka, and she would play the guitar, and she had a very beautiful voice, so I noticed that too. But I didn't see her after that. She just sort of disappeared. That's how what things happen sometimes. And then years later, I found out that she'd married a friend of mine and helped him raise his four children in California, and that she became a friend of there was a mutual friend, a Mahdiya in Mill Valley. And one day, maybe about 35 years later, I was driving in Asheville, where I live, to go into a supermarket, a health food supermarket. And I get out of my truck, and there's this woman with her back to me, literally 10 feet away. She has her cell phone on, and she's going, I hear her say, "Mahdiya, do you know Himayat's phone number? I'm in Asheville, and I'd like to give him a call." And I went up and tapped her on the shoulder, and I said, "I can do better than that." Okay, thank you.
Julian, I was just saying that the last zikr should wait till the end. Tomorrow morning at 7:15, Himayat will be in here. And Juliana will be in the barn doing yoga, if you'd like to do yoga at 7:15. And then we'll be meeting here at 8:50-ish for silent meditation leading into the program in the morning. And then there'll be more information after that. And if you're part of the young adult staff, that group is meeting in the barn right after this. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Himayat, for composing this last zikr to send us all into a good night. Thank you.
Nishkala Mabulela Ishkala Mabulala Ishkala Mabulala Stand for the prayer of Katin.